This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-nation visit to Jordan, Ethiopia and Oman today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will visit Jordan at the invitation of King Abdullah II, Ibn al-Hussein. Prime Minister Modi will meet the King of Jordan to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchange perspectives on regional issues. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will proceed to Ethiopia, marking his first visit to the country. Mr. Modi will meet his Ethiopian counterpart and will hold wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties. In the final leg, the Prime Minister will visit Oman and will meet Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The visit will mark 70 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over the release of a stamp in honour of Emperor Perumbedugudu Mudaliyar II, Suvaran Maran. In a social media reply to Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, the Prime Minister said he was a formidable administrator blessed with remarkable vision, foresight and strategic brilliance. He was renowned for his dedication to justice and was a notable patron of Tamil culture. India has categorically rejected the assertions made by the interim government of Bangladesh in its yesterday's press note, citing that New Delhi is allowing former Premier Sheikh Hasina to make incendiary remarks, statements to her supporters. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said that India has consistently reiterated its position in favour of free, fair and inclusive and credible relations being held in Bangladesh in a peaceful atmosphere. Moreover, India has never allowed its territory to be used for activities inimical to the interests of the friendly people of Bangladesh. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed Bihar Minister and five-time MLA Nitin Nabin as the National Working President of the party with immediate effect. Widely regarded as an organizational leader, Mr. Nabin currently represents the Bankipur Assembly constituency in Patna district and holds the road construction portfolio in the Nitish Kumar-led Bihar government. Mr. Nabin is the son of veteran BJP leader and former MLA late Nabin Kishore Prasad Sinha. At 45, Mr. Nabin is the youngest working president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. In Australia, death toll in Sydney's Bondi Beach shooting on the first day of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah has risen to 15. Australian police has designated the shooting as a terrorism event. According to officials, the alleged shooters were father and son, aged 50 and 24. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the ghastly terrorist attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones. Prime Minister said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Australia in this hour of grief. Mr. Modi added that India has zero tolerance towards terrorism and supports the fight against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has also condemned the terror attack. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that New Delhi's thoughts are with the victims and their families. Argentine footballer Lionel Messi will arrive in New Delhi today for the fourth and final leg of his GOAT India tour. The main events are scheduled to take place at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. During the Delhi tour, Messi will felicitate Minerva Academy's teams, which have won three youth trophies. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 7 wickets in the third T20 of the 5-match series at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala last night. Chasing a target of 118 runs set by South Africa, India scored 120 for 3 in 15.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.